Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Knupp. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Winn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Winn. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Harden. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Harden. And now, play ball. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Johnson. Knupp moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Hairman and he is out, Knupp applying the tag. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Powell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2. And the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melton for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Bellinger moves to second. It's 3-0, Orioles. Jerry Nyman now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bellinger scores. Buford moves to second. It's 4-0, Orioles. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Orioles. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Bell now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Noop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Johnson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. 2 outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Woody Held now playing second base. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden is 0 for 1 in the game. Harden bunts towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Bellinger moves to second. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Bellinger moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-0, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing right field. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendricks hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden is 0 for 1 in the game. Harden hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-0, Orioles. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 13, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Brinkman pinch hits for Gary Bell. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 13, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Blair reaches third base with a triple. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Blair scores. One out. It's 14-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Melton. Powell reaches second base with a double. Chico Salmon pinch runs for Boog Powell. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson strikes out. 2 outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-3 in the game. Hendricks takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Melton. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Salmon scores. Hendricks goes all the way around to score. It's 16-0, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 17-0, Orioles. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 17, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford now playing third base. Dave May now playing right field. Chico Salmon now playing first base. Merv Rettenmund now playing left field. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 17, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing shortstop. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 17, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive towards first. Salmon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salmon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 17, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hendricks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bellinger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 17, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Floyd now playing second base. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Jack Hamilton. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salmon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. Two outs. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive towards first. Salmon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 17, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cisco Carlos now pitching. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Buford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Melton. Buford reaches second base with a double. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to third. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 17, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salmon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopkins for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 17, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.